Swelling on, breaking off, breaking eyes. Still want the act, not the ghost. Well, hello and welcome back to the DC UK podcast. I know this is a little bit late and I don't understand why I am so dark. If you're watching this on YouTube, let me just see if I can solve that out, because is that a bit better? I don't know. I'll have to sort that out on another day. But yeah, as always, I'm your host, James Graham, and it's nice to be back. I was supposed to do that on Thursday, but we had some issues, which I don't really want to go into, but you know, it is what it is. Anyway, we're back and it is on game day. It is great. I've never thought of doing this on a game day. It feels a bit strange to do on game day. But yeah, we're here, we're live, and we're hoping to get some good things happening today. And it's been a good day so far. My rugby team have won today. Sale Sharks beating Gloucester, which I kind of buff my teams really, but I do support Sale. I've supported them for a lot longer. Which means that they are in the playoffs and they've got a home fixture in the semi-finals. So that's a good day. If it's anything like last weekend, wins today means wins tonight. So let's keep going on that. On this episode, we've got some standard stuff that we're going to go through. So we've got the review of last weekend, which I'll go through very quickly. We've got obviously the game tonight, which I do want to talk about. And then we've got some fan questions as well, which I did have sent in, which I've got some good ones this week. And if you are watching live, which I can see people are, hit me up in the chat if you've got any questions and I will do my best to answer them. So first things first, trivia question. We are playing Orlando tonight. If you listen to this, we've already played Orlando, but there you go. And tonight's this week's trivia time question, because I've not done one for a little while, was how many yards out was Wayne Rooney's strike against Orlando from inside his own half? So that's how many yards out was Wayne Rooney's strike against Orlando from inside his own half? Let me know what you think that answer is. But no looking it up on Google, please. That's how I got the answer. Please, no Googling. I'll know straight away. There you go. Moving on. So we literally have one bit of news from this last week. Not a lot has happened, really. But yes, one bit of news. And that is the new Parley jersey has actually come out. So the One Planet jersey, which I believe is being worn in this fixture, it looks very, very nice. So I'm just going to bring it up very shortly on screen. But there was two choices, like there is every year. We had the light blue, which I liked. I thought it was a pretty good one. But then there was the dark blue one, which is the one that DC United have got. So I'm just going to grab that in a very quick moment. So let's go to that. Show on screen. Let me know what you think about this one. I've already ordered mine. That's on its way to me right now. But it's very San Jose, as someone mentions in the DC UK chat. I kind of like it. I think it's a nice tones to it. I'm not sure about this bit on the left-hand side. I'm not sure how I feel about this. It looks a little bit disjointed. But, you know, we'll see what it's like when we actually get through in person. But, yeah, I like the colors. I like the design. It's all for a good cause. I'm happy about it. So, yeah, let me know what you think about that one. Let me know if you're going to order one, if you've already bought one, and if you're going to be wearing it. Mine will probably get hung up behind me on the wall. I'm going to get some more shirts hung up to my left. I'm going to try and see if I can get the whole wall fitted up with different jerseys. So keep an eye out on future episodes for that. But yeah, that's what I wanted to show on screen about that shirt. That was quite nice. Yeah. Lisa, let me know what you think. That's literally it for news-wise. Very quiet this week. And no need for the jingle. Not this week. I'm sorry. If you want the jingle, You're not getting the jingle this week. Hey-ho. Let's quickly talk about the game last week against Montreal. So we actually managed to win on the road against them. To me, this was one of those games that was a must win. I did take notes. What have I done with my notes? No, never mind. But for me, it felt really good to beat Lasada after what's happened. Yeah, you know, we got there. We got the clean sheet on the road, which was amazing. First things first, get the clean sheet. If you get a draw, fine. But getting the clean sheet means you don't get beat. You stand a heck of a much better chance of winning. Loved it. Absolutely loved getting that win. Needed a cough there. So we got that. Fantastic news. Lewis O'Brien got his first goal for the club within 11 seconds of the second half kicking off. And I thought the first half was a bit drab, a bit dreary. Not a lot happening. Not great quality on the pitch. It was, you could tell it was two teams towards the bottom of the conference trying to find their own way in the game. I found my notes. Woohoo! It was not very, very good. What I've written down is the first half was very stop-start. The ref didn't really allow the game to flow. There was an early yellow card for Victor Paulsen. There was a lot of long balls from the keepers as well, which ended up just going straight to each other, off for a goal kick. So, you know, again, not a lot of play was allowed to be done in the middle of the pitch. So the fact that we had quite a few central midfielders on there felt a bit OTT. Felt like we didn't really need it. All we were going to do was going to be doing long balls. So, but you know, second half came around and we scored. And in that first half, the click was the closest of the game. There was a bit of play that went from Taxi to Rowan on the right-hand side. Rowan side puts it across the edge of the box. Click is there. Unfortunately, he hits it over the bar, which was, should have had a little bit more composure there. Whether it's just down to the fact that we are down towards the end, bottom end of the table. We were just trying to get that goal. But, you know, he should have hit the target from there. He didn't have a huge amount of pressure on him. So, you know, second half rolls around. 11 seconds. I didn't even really realize that we'd scored, but you know, it was just, you sit down, get ready for the game, get ready for the second half. And 10 seconds later, we scored. We're like, oh, wow. Click hit the post and then came out to rebound it to Lewis O'Brien, who all he had to do was just put it into the back of an empty net. Fantastic. JJ went off in the first half. Pedro Santos coming on, and it felt like Montreal were targeting Pedro Santos, saw him as our weak link and at the back. So a lot of their play was going down that side. But other than that, yeah, it wasn't the greatest game to watch. There wasn't a huge amount of highlights for me coming out of this game. But like I said, we got the win. We got the 1-0. That's what we needed. That's what we wanted. It was a must-win game against bottom of the table, and that allowed us to move up the table, get us into a better place. So that's moved us from, I can't remember where we were before, but now we're sitting in 11th in the conference. We are on 8 points at the moment, tied with Philadelphia Union, who were in 10th. Red Bulls are also tied with us on 8 points as well. Our goal difference is currently sat at -4. We've scored 8, conceded 12. We've got the same record both home and away, so 1 win, 2 defeats, 1 draw, both ways. It's that 1 win just makes things look a little bit better. It's much better actually, because we were on 5 points before, and if we were still on that, we would have been bottom of the East. So, you know, much better than where we were. And if we can actually get back-to-back wins, that will put us up on 11 points. And then depending on the quality of the win, that could see us move up a couple of more places as well. That would move us up above Orlando if we win by two clear goals, because they've currently only scored seven. I would have to double check the rules on standings, tiebreakers. That'd be great if we can do that. If we can get back-to-back wins on there, on the board. Be very pleased about that. So just a couple of more things about that game at the weekend. I'm just going to go back to showing on screen. Thank you to the people who are watching live at the moment. Appreciate it. If you've got anything that you want to say about the game last week or about this weekend's game, please do. Hit me up in the chat. But looking at the game at the weekend, so as you can see, possession-wise, it was pretty much 60-40. They had 11 shots to our 7. Two on target apiece. Montreal had 4 blocked shots to our 1. We were offside 4 times. And then moving down, fouls for 15-14. They had 3 yellow cards to our 2. So on there, pretty even, I want to say. Apart from the possession, really. Then moving down the passing network. So this shows you average positions and who's passing it between who. So Tyler Miller was passing it fairly regularly to Benteke, as we've seen many times so far this season. Passing it to Paulson and Donovan Pines. And those were the kind of the regular passes there. This only shows you the players who started the game. It doesn't show you the players who come on, which is a bit of a shame, because JSA didn't really get any of the ball. So it would have been good to see how many times Miller passed to Santos. But hey ho, that's how they do it. But you look at the positioning. A lot of it is very, very central here. JSA out wide there, but Pines, Birnbaum, and Paulson, they're very, very central. Quite a few players in the middle here, with Rowan, the only one really who's quite out wide there. Otherwise, very, very central. Not much on this left wing at all for us. So that kind of shows you how we were setting them down to play in this game. Very central, very compact. Make sure we don't concede a goal. But you look at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in the opponent's half on average. Canales right in the bang in the center. Then you look at Montreal. So as I was saying, they were looking at targeting Santos down our left. And as you can see, there's a lot wider down this side, down the right-hand side. But when you look at their positioning, 1, 2, 3, 4, definite in our half. 5, maybe 6, not really here, but potentially here, which is Elias Iliadis, which is their number 5. So again, they were pretty central, but like I say, they were targeting Santos down our left, so you can see where they were going from that side. But their keeper didn't really do any long balls. They were playing out from the back, which is quite typical of Lasada style play. He likes to play out from the back and move up the pitch rather than going straight and direct, which is what we're seeing with Wayne. This bit here shows you, which is the possession part of the MLS Soccer website, for each of the games. It shows you swings, how much ball each side had and who had the better of the ball. We didn't really have it that much until the end of the game. So it was favourable to Montreal, which kind of shows you they should have done a little bit better in this game. However, everyone's favourite stat, XG, 0.3 to 0.6. When you look at, 18 shots on goal in total, 4 on target, and the total expected goals for this game was pretty much 1. that's not very good at all, is it? So, yeah, it was a bit of a, like I said, poor quality game. But, you know, we got the win. It's what we needed. 3 points in the bag. Happy days. So, yeah, so that was that game. I'm going to do a little joke before we move on to the Orlando game. I want to see how this goes down. And if you know me, you know me personally, you know I'm a dad, and we've got to do dad jokes. So I want to introduce some soccer jokes, football jokes as dad jokes. So your first one, what tea, because we're British, you know, we are British over here, we like to drink our tea. But I want to know, what tea do footballers drink? What tea do footballers drink? They drink penalty. Ba-dum-bum. I wish I had a sound effect. Do I have a sound effect? I do have sound effects. Hey, there we go. Let's try that one more time. What tea do footballers drink? Penalty. There we go. I like it. I should have practiced that one a bit more. But when you actually really prepare for the podcast, like the day before, yeah, you kind of forget. There we go. Cool. All right, moving on to the Orlando game. I can see that joke went down like a lead balloon. Right. So we are at the Exploria Stadium tonight, kicking off at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time, 12:30 midnight our time in the UK. It is on MLS Season Pass. If you haven't got it, you will need to go and subscribe. Otherwise, you can't watch the game. You can only watch the highlights afterwards. Head-to-head, we've played 17 times between the two teams in MLS regular season. We've won 8, Orlando won 6, and there's been 3 draws. And one of those 3 draws came earlier on this season. DC played... we played a 1-1 draw back in March of this year. But going on recent matches, in the last 10, we've only lost 2. So that's very good. We're actually doing well in this fixture. So I've got a good feeling about tonight. These games generally have a lot happening. There seems to be always goals in this game. So I'm hoping for an entertaining match tonight. Orlando are currently winless in their last 4 home fixtures. So they're not doing very well at home at the moment. They've drawn 2 and lost 2. We've not won consecutive matches since the start of the 2022 season, where we won the opening 2 fixtures. And we've not won 2 consecutive away fixtures since October 2020. So it's been 2.5 years since we last done that. Actually, just over 2.5 years. So it'd be nice to break that duck on both sides. So win a couple of consecutive games, and then do it away from home as well. Taxi last year scored a hat-trick in this fixture, which is just the 6th road hat-trick for DC in MLS history. So not many have done it previously. So not that I'm wanting another hat-trick again, but it would be nice. I'm not going to argue if it happens, but we'll see. Let's move on to availability for tonight. So I generally will go across to Goff on this one because he always has the updates on this. JJ's not been in training this week, so it seems certain that he's going to miss this weekend's fixture. Heinzeich is back in training after recovery from his long-term foot injury. But he won't be playing this week because he's not fully ready yet. And Derek Williams is still out. Mattia Akinbone will rejoin the team. Just going back to Jay-Z, he's probably going to be out for a few weeks. Looking pretty decent there. We should have a good side out this week. So I'm intrigued to see how we actually play this one, whether we go back to the 4-4-2. Or if we go back to how we played against Montreal, which was more of a 3-5-2 formation. So I'm intrigued by this one. Nahar made his return last week as well, which is great. Whether we see him make a start this week or whether he will just get a few more minutes from the bench, because he didn't get a huge amount of time last week, just to keep blooding him in and building up his fitness, I'll be interested to see. Moving on to Orlando's players. So their current DPs are Akinkara, who's a forward, Martin Hojeda, who's a midfielder, and Facundo Torres, who's also a midfielder. They've got two under 22 initiative players in Cesar Araujo. I'm probably pronouncing these awfully, as a midfielder, and Ramiro Enrique, who is also a forward. And they've got one generation Adidas player, Shakur Mohamed, who's also a midfielder. So you can probably tell for their key players, they stack midfield and forwards. They don't generally have defense in there. But they do, I think, Robin Olsen, I think, is also in their squad. Let's get a quick look on that one. Roster. Yeah, I don't know why they call them rosters. So let's have a look. Can I sort by position? Yes, I can. Janssen. Sorry, not Robin Olsen. Robin Janssen. They've got, he was actually a pretty good player. Keeper-wise, they've got, what's his name? Pedro Galese, who's a very, very good goalkeeper. It'll be tough against him. But you never know. We might actually break through. I'm intrigued by this one. They've got Schlegel, who was their hero in the playoff against New York City FC. Thor Halsen as well, who's a pretty good player. Yeah, Facundo Torres is a huge player for them. We've got to keep him quiet, let's say the least. So it'll be interesting. And then Araujo as well is actually pretty good. I've heard lots of good things about him. I've not heard much about Akinkara, though. Not really seen much about him so far this season. He's a 6'4" centre forward. He's played twice so far. He's played 128 minutes. Really not done a huge amount. He's not scored yet. So, yeah, intriguing on that one. Just to go through how Orlando have played overall this season. So they've played 7 games, won 3, drawn 2, lost 2. They're currently sitting in 7th place. Their tackle win percentage is 56.8, so they don't win a huge amount of the tackles. Aerial duels, 46.5%. Just duels in general. And then aerial duels is 38%. So we've got a good chance to really, if we use our aerial prowess tonight, that would be fantastic. That's where we need to really take advantage there. Then you've kind of got sort of distribution stats as well. So looking at the way they play the ball around, the majority play side to side, so left and right. That is a total of 49.8%. So almost half of their passing is side to side. Then it's generally forwards with a little bit going backwards. I love the stats on here. So total open play crosses, they've made 76 and they've only succeeded with 22. They do generally keep the ball more than their opponents as well. So they generally will keep it for 52% of the time. In terms of attack, they have made 57 shots with 25 only on target and scored 7 goals. So their conversion rate is 12.3%. They generally will score 1 goal a game at the moment. They've only scored 1 headed goal so far. So, looking at it, if we can keep, again, compact in the centre and get them to play it, get them going down the wings and trying to cross the ball in. Obviously, we've got the likes of Birnbaum at the back. Donny Pinto are big, big players. We should be okay. I say should. Because if there's rebounds and things, then we might struggle a little bit. But that's where we can actually defend really well, is if we keep them down the wings on this occasion. Discipline wise, they've had 10 yellow cards, so they average just over 1 yellow card a game, and conceded 8-1 fouls so far, so just over 10 fouls a game. Defensively, let's have a look, they've kept 2 clean sheets so far the same, so that's pretty much the same as us. So yeah, I think we can do all right in this one. I think we can be pretty good. I think we're going to win this one. I've got a good feeling. I'm happy with last week's win. I'm happy with the progress that we're making, the fact that we've kept a clean sheet, the fact that we were able to do what we needed to do and grind out the result last week. Even though there was not a lot of quality on the ball, we did what we needed to do, which is what all you can ask for, is getting those 3 points. As long as you start doing consistently there, then you can work up from it. But you need to get the basics right. I think we can make progress on last week's 1-0 win and move into a 2-0 win. It's Rooney. It's against Orlando. Something magical's going to happen. You know it. I know it. It's going to be Hollywood. Am I trying to build this up a bit too much, maybe? Like I said, I think this is going to be a good win. I'm hoping for entertainment. It always is, this game. So we'll see what happens. And last week I ended up doing a little watch along for people in DC UK. So if you want to come and join us, dcunitedkingdom.com/membership. We just had a few of us just chatting around in here and just talking about the game as it was happening. I was somehow 6 seconds ahead of everyone. That was quite funny, considering the people who were in the room were in America, over here in the UK, and somehow I was being able to watch the game quicker than everyone else. So there you go. But yeah, if you want to come join us, please do. It's great fun. I love building this community. It's always a pleasure to speak to everyone. And I might well do that tonight as well. Do the same again. But moving on to some fan questions. First up, 7VictorG. Thank you for sending your question in. Love hearing from you. I know you're a great fan of the show. So please do keep up the support. I do appreciate it. But you ask, the cutoff for playoffs last year was in the 1.4 points per game range. Is this something we can realistically do considering we are averaging 1 point per game right now? Big question, that one. I'm going to say yes. I know we had the game last week where we ground out the result, and those are the kind of games that you need to be winning, which before we weren't really doing. We were just poor last year and the year before, really. Let's be blunt about it. It's not been great success recently, but I think the way the progress has been made and the fact that we were able to grind out that result last week, I think if we keep going like that, then there's no reason why we can't. But I'd like to answer that next week, depending on how this week goes. If we can step up in the quality against a team who are doing better than what Montreal were, then I would feel a heck of a lot more confident. Let's put it that way. So hopefully that answers the question. I think, yes, we can do it, but we definitely need to make sure we are stepping up each week. Yes, there will be times where we don't win, and that's a given. Nobody's going to have a 100% win record, but we just need to make sure that we stick behind the lads on this. I know we all have our thoughts and feelings about how the club is run from the very top and how players are brought in and things like that, and who has the final say in certain things. But, you know, it's the 11 that are on the pitch that actually do to make the results happen. And we need to make sure we're sticking behind those guys on the pitch. Moving on to Heather, who's a DC UK member. After a win, will Rooney stick with the same plan as last week for Orlando? Interesting. Interesting question. I think it depends on how Orlando set up. So they, let me just see what their previous fixtures have been like, previous few fixtures in terms of their formation. Because based on how Rooney did it last week, he seems to adapt to how Montreal were playing. So last week, Orlando were able to beat Minnesota 2-1 thanks to an 88th minute winner. So let's have a look at the lineup. So they played a 4-2-3-1 last week. Oh, no, sorry. 3-4-2-1. And then the previous one to that one, they got beat by Nashville at home 2-0. Nashville are a very, very good side. Hany Mukhtar, Fafa-Picot, with the goals in that one. They lined up. Was it the same? No, that was a 4-2-3-1. Let's just go back to the one before that, where they beat Philadelphia Union at Subaru Park. So another away fixture. They lined up again in a 4-2-3-1. So it looks like they generally will do a 4-2-3-1. So I think we'll end up doing 4-4-2 in this one. So I think we won't play in the same way. I think we will actually go to 4-2-3-1. So we'll probably see a couple of changes. Maybe we'll actually see Nahar play this one from the start. Paulson, I wonder whether he'll drop to the bench for this one. It'd be interesting to see how this one goes. I don't think, looking at it, previous fixtures, we won't play in the same way as we did against Montreal. I think we're going to go back to the 4-4-2, which I'll be happy about because, you know, I'm English and I like my 4-4. Have we got a beep? Nope, we're just going to go with this. 2. Cool. Eric, who is also a member of DC UK, said, Rudy got a harsh review by MLSsoccer.com among first-year coaches. Do I agree? He's interested to hear what I think of Ben and Hernan's rating too. So I do have the link for that, and I'm going to bring that up on screen as well because I thought it was interesting just to have a quick look through. And give you my thoughts as well at the same time. So we're just going to have a look at the MLS Soccer website. So let's just move. So Hernan got 3.9 out of 10. But I think they're actually being kind with Hernan. I'm saying I couldn't give him a good rating or anything, but I'm not really sure any of it. This is his fault. They probably haven't really looked into it too much. Because some of it is kind of his fault, really. So, I think it's one of those things where they need to look into it a little bit more, but he's not really been able to... It didn't look like how Hernan was trying to get DC United to play, and it doesn't feel like they really have got to grips with it in Montreal. We saw it from early on, the way Hernan wanted us to play. It just doesn't seem like they've got that there. So 3.9 for me is probably a bit kind as well. Moving down. So Wayne got a 4.8 and not even 3 full lines, which is just shows you how little MLS seem to care about DC United right now. Shadow facts. Montreal was one of the least impressive MLS teams that they've seen in a very long time. They were poor. They were incredibly poor, which kind of meant that game was just we were dragged down to their level, which I hated. Really, really upset about that. Guna Boy, away end today. Hey, oh, that's amazing. You're gonna have to please share some pictures whilst you're there. Please share them. I'd love to see what it's like at the Exploria for you. It'd be really cool to see that. Wayne got 4.8 out of 10. Roster doesn't seem all that good, and Rooney seems to have a heavy hand in crafting it. Tough to gauge exactly how much of that is on him due to all, you know, gestures broadly at DC United. I mean, come on. That is absolutely lazy journalism right there. But it's not going great either way. It's not going terribly, but definitely not going great. I mean, again, I don't really like this writing. I agree with it, but I think there could have been a little bit better than just that. So 4.0. Sorry, excuse me again. Sorry about that. Yeah, I think it's just not great. So I agree with the rating. 4.8 hasn't been good. Hasn't been overly bad, but yeah, it's, you can see the signs are there that the progress has been made, and that's what I like. It's been pretty, pretty difficult. yeah. I'm glad you pointed out the sheer laziness and journalism that DC receives from, if they even write anything. Yeah. It's honestly, some of the writing I see on there is just, it annoys the living daylights out of me. It really, really does. But I can share them on Instagram. Please do. Please tag me in them as well. I'd really like to see them. Because it'll be interesting to see how you are, where you are, and what it's like for you as a visiting fan rather than a home fan. So, yeah, interested to see how you get on there. Who else have we got on here? So, Ben was the other one as well that was asked about. 9 out of 10. Not sure how sustainable it is considering some of Houston's early underlying numbers, but the only reason I've not given Austin's Dynamo, Athletic play placing soccer, getting results out of rate no one expected. I mean, yeah, to be fair, the way Houston are playing at the moment, I kind of have to agree a little bit. So they're on 10 points at the moment. Out of 7 games, they've won 3, lost 3, drawn 1, scored 9, conceded 8. So it's entertaining football there. 17 goals in total in 7 games. They've got 100% win record at home. They're not doing so well away from home. They've only got 1 point on the road. But, you know, that's better than how it was at DC towards the end. And I'm pleased about it. Pleased for him. I think it's great to see Ben doing well. I just think he just got a bit stale at DC, didn't he? It was just because he was there for so long, he just needed a change to keep things fresh. And I'm glad to see he's doing well. As much as I like to see coaches and head coaches being given time, for Ben, I think it came to a point where things just weren't progressing in any way, shape, or form. And it just kind of just stayed there for a long, long time. So, no, really pleased for Ben. Happy that he's getting some good results going his way. Yeah, happy for the man. Happy, happy, happy. Right. Well, that's it for the questions. It's coming towards the end of the show, really. Short and sweet this week. We're coming up to 40 minutes in. I'm going to go and get ready for the match later on. Grab some beers out of the mini fridge. Now that I've got one of those. Yeah, looking forward to it. Going to be a good game tonight. Probably going to play a little bit of Football Manager, I think, beforehand. Or maybe some 2-point hospital. We'll see. See how the... I'm in my office, so I've got my Xbox, so I can play on that. Happy days. But yeah, anyway, that's just me joining on. I will, thank you, Shadowfax. I will enjoy. But trivia time. So I asked at the beginning of the show, how many yards out was Wayne Rooney's strike against Orlando from inside his own half? I will give you a moment for Guna and Shadow, if you joined us later on in the show. How many yards was Wayne Rooney's strike against Orlando from scoring inside his own half? Please don't Google right now. I can tell that you're going to Google, but so please don't Google. I'm watching you. Yeah, I'm watching you. So I'm going to give it... Oh, we got the first guess from Shadowfax. 54 yards. Now, are you right or are you wrong? I'm going to give Goonaboy a few more seconds to see if he's going to get his guess in. Let's see. Because I think it might be close. You're Goonaboy says 69. You were at the match when that happened. Oh, that would have been amazing to see that in person. I remember watching it live from the comfort of my own home. And, oh, that was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Not quite as good as the tackle, but you're never going to really get as good as that. But the distance for this one was 60 yards. So you're in between each other. Put them together, give them the average, you would have been there pretty much. So yeah, 60 yards this one. Really good strike. Loved it. Pinball. I think, what was it, Dave went, pinballs to Rooney. Rooney sees row out. Oh, it's in the net. Oh, I love that clip. I wish I could play it on the show right now, but I can't because I'll get a strike against me and we can't do that. But yeah, absolutely awesome. Thank you for joining in the show. So if you want to come join us at DCK, DCUnitedKingdom.com/membership. We have the chat on Twitter and I'll be aiming to do another little watch along later this evening. So we'll get everyone in a little room and we'll have a little chat about the match as it's happening. So it'll be good to see and hear from everyone. But yeah, that's it for this week. Thank you for joining in. Always a pleasure. Always happy to hear from you. But yeah, until next time, Vamos United. Tell them tuck the collar for the quote. On record, I still want the act, not the ghost. That, whoa, whoa, whoa.